This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A Democratic Party push to have Milwaukee business executive Bob Spindell bounced from the Wisconsin Election Commission has widened. Democrats are also questioning the commitment of the Republican Party to win more votes in the state's largest city. Spindell is a Republican appointee to the 6-member panel that oversees state elections. He's made headlines over the last week for recently bragging about a, quote, well-thought-out plan to reduce voter turnout in Milwaukee last fall, with the major reduction in overwhelmingly Black and Hispanic neighborhoods. There were 37,000 fewer votes cast in the city in November compared with a general election in 2018. On Wednesday, State Senator LaTanya Johnson, a Milwaukee Democrat, criticized Spindell at a state capitol news conference.
As an African American, a person of color, and an elected official who works tirelessly in this building trying to improve the lives for the residents of Milwaukee and communities of color, I am angry, I am irritated, and I am frustrated.
Johnson joined other Democratic lawmakers as well as faith and voting rights groups in calling on Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux to remove Spindell from the Election Commission. A spokesperson for the Republican lawmaker from Oostburg says, quote, at this moment, we do not have a response to share. CBS 58 in Milwaukee reports that on Tuesday, Lemieux walked away from reporters when asked about earlier calls for Spindell to be removed from the commission. Democrats say Spindell's remarks and leaving him on the commission call into question Republican efforts to pick up more votes in Black and brown Milwaukee neighborhoods. 3 years ago, the GOP opened a campaign office on the near north side. Last year, Republicans opened an office on the near south side. Senator Johnson challenged the sincerity of the mostly white GOP.
I just want the Republican Party and Bob Spindell to know that communities of color are not stupid and we are not desperate. In the famous words of Maya Angelou, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And I want Republicans to know that communities of color know exactly who they are, and we believe what we see.
The Wisconsin Republican Party said Chairman Brian Schimming was sick yesterday and unavailable for an interview. In a written statement, Executive Director Mark Jefferson said, Democrats are simply trying to distract from their declining support in urban communities, brought on by policies which have led to more poverty, higher crime rates, and declining student achievement. Jefferson says Republicans offer better alternatives, and that's why the Democrats' margins continue to shrink in urban areas. Milwaukee votes still gave a big boost to Governor Tony Evers in his win over Republican Tim Michaels, and helped Mandela Barnes, who came up short statewide, in his bid to unseat GOP incumbent Senator Ron Johnson. Votes in the city could be crucial to this April's state Supreme Court race. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.